Welcome to the Soap Bible Study Series from Oak Tree Community Church in South Bend, Indiana. We are week three of three.
Yes.
In the book of Ecclesiastes. Really short trip through a short book, but...
Yeah, 12 chapters.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, we've gotten into some weeds in a few times here. We've gotten into some... Definitely. We've found some gems, you know, diamonds in the rough type right. stuff. It's been a good couple of weeks. I hope you found it to be a good couple of weeks. I know we have.
Yeah. So we've been seeing where Solomon makes a thesis statement on what the meaning of life is, and then he tries to back up that statement.
Yeah.
And now he's been modifying it a couple times. And really, the best meaning of life that he keeps coming back to is eat, drink, work hard. Those three things, but put enjoy, right? And enjoy your meals, enjoy a drink, work hard, you know, and that is your reward.
You know, it's really interesting because you look around the world and the people who tend to take it slower. So you think of, you know, the Italian Spain countryside with, yeah, and, or Spain yep. or the Mediterranean, and you've got this.
So maybe, you know, a really, siesta.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Really good food, really good drink. And they're hard workers, but they're not workaholic. It's not the American, right. like, constantly go, 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 yeah. go. And they seem to be happier, even if they don't have anything to do with God, even if, you know, not right. a Christian or a religious thing, just they seem to be enjoy life more.
Well, when we as Americans go over there, we go, why are we not doing this?
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
We need to steal this.
Right. And yeah. yet we come back and we
go back to work.
Yeah, go, go, go. And so even if you take the whole religious piece out of it.
Yeah. That piece is...
It's still right. there. And yep. and I think that's one of the neat things about Ecclesiastes is that even before he gets to the point of, you know, here's where God is, has to be, you know, chasing all these things is like chasing the wind. So I don't want to chase these things. But there's just... God wants us to enjoy our right. time here.
Right.
Right. And I think that's something that we just forget sometimes, at least at our yeah. pace of life.
Yeah, I agree. So Solomon, in chapter 8, he takes things from a king's perspective now. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that Solomon is the king during this time. Mm-hmm. So when he says obey the king's commands, he knows a lot more about it than we know about
right.
it.
Yeah. I think he just had to slide that in. Yeah. It's like, by yeah. the way,
make yeah, it but we need baby. To remember from this viewpoint. Right. And he says things like, since the king's authority is absolute, and it was at his time.
Right.
Do things like, don't rush out of his presence in haste. Do not delay when a matter is unpleasant. There was a guy at my work that said, bad news doesn't get better with age.
Yeah, you know, that's just, true.
Yeah.
It's the whole Band-Aid thing. Rip off the Band-Aid, yeah. just get it done, right?
Yep. Don't question the king. And the base idea seems to be that the king is going to use his wisdom to punish the wicked, but the wicked also have wisdom, and they're going to use their wisdom to avoid the king's wrath.
Yeah.
And it's kind of this play that's kind of going on.
It makes me think of some of the things that Jesus said even on the Sermon on the Mount, right? Which is very proverb-like in parts yeah. of it, right? You know, make peace with your enemy before you get to court. You know, that type yeah. of stuff. I mean, it's right. still applicable today, too.
Right. So Solomon discussed some odd things that he's seen. And this is as king, right? And so as king, he also has the justice system behind him, too.
Right.
You know, that he owns. And he's a realist. He knows that the justice system isn't perfect. So he's seen, and he sees wicked people entering the temple, and then boasting about it in the city. Oh, I went to temple today, you know.
Yeah.
I'm clean. I'm better than you. You know,
yeah.
Is usually what it was.
We still see it in, you know, well, I went to church Sunday or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, you went to church? Well, yeah, I went to church. Like, right. never would have guessed you went, you know, right. exactly.
When a sentence is not executed against a crime, it encourages others to do evil.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you said, practical matter. You know, God's not in there, but
we see this today. The appeals process is so long, you know, right. when someone is finally, you know, punished for their crime or finally even has their day in court. It's like, they've been waiting for 2 years for this or whatever. Right. It's like, how is that justice, number one? Yep. And how does that deter crime?
Right. Yeah. He admits sometimes righteous people get what the wicked deserve, and then vice versa also. Yeah. So again, he comes back to eat, drink, enjoy life.
Yep.
And then Solomon brings God into the equation too. And he adds in, no one can really comprehend what happens on earth. Wisdom can't grasp it. And we saw this, I think it was last week too, we saw it, where he was bringing in God and it adds another dimension in there.
Yeah.
Where these things don't make sense. And, you know, what's happening? Oh, wait a minute, we have a God influence here.
Yeah.
And now it's trying to figure out, why is God doing this? And he says things like, I can't comprehend it.
Yeah.
You know, it's beyond my wisdom.
So what's really interesting, of course, we know Solomon is considered the wisest person, you know, other than maybe Jesus, you know, who has ever lived. And I say maybe Jesus because Jesus did limit himself right while he was so, you know. So when Solomon talks about, you know, not understanding things and not comprehending wisdom and stuff because it's from God, it makes me think of something else that Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs. In some of those early chapters, he really talks about wisdom to the point of personifying wisdom. Wisdom calls out to people, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm just going to mention that and just drop it here for you who are watching at this point. This may be a really good time while you're working through the end of Ecclesiastes to take a minute and go back to the early chapters of Proverbs. And I would say Proverbs chapters 2 through 5 and 8 and 9 specifically. And just read what the same guy wrote about how wisdom works and why we should still pursue it. And, you know, what it calls us to do, even though we can't comprehend God completely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So in chapter 9, Solomon's current conclusion is everybody's going to share the same fate.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
We do. Yeah. Mortality rate is 1 in 1. I checked.
1 in 1. Yeah. Everyone's hearts are full of evil. Everyone has some folly in their hearts during their lives. And then they die.
They die.
Yeah. But everyone that is alive does have hope.
Yeah.
And that is better than the dead because the dead don't know anything.
Well, it's interesting because I think last week we talked about the idea that when people lose hope, that's when they want to die, right? And so even he talks about this idea that hope really keeps us alive in a sense, right? Yeah. Or at least helps keep us alive.
Right. So he's back to his statement that he's keeps going back to. So it's better to enjoy your food, enjoy your drink, you know, drink it with a happy heart, and work hard at your job because that's all the reward there is.
And God has already approved that. I mean, many times in Scripture, God says do that, and we've already seen, you know, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, as long as you can do it to the glory of God, that's great, right?
Right. Solomon then makes other observations, and there's 8 of these in here, at least that I picked out.
Mm-hmm. And they're all really important, actually. This is a really important section.
Well, the race is not always won by the swiftest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And tortoise and the hare.
And we see it all the time, right? There's a football team that should beat another football team, and they don't.
Yeah.
Right, which is why they play the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, the best team doesn't always win. The battle's not always won by the strongest.
Right.
Prosperity doesn't belong to the wisest.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and you can see these.
Yeah.
Wealth doesn't always belong to the most discerning.
And we see that with the lottery sometimes. Yeah. Right. You know.
But then generational wealth kind of kicks in there or doesn't kick in there.
Well, and that's you know, it's interesting because they say, they say that people who win the lottery are some of the fastest people to go broke or bankrupt.
Right.
Because they just have no idea how to handle money.
That much money.
Right? So just because someone has a lot doesn't mean that they know what to do with it. Right. You know? Yeah.
Success doesn't always come to those with the most knowledge.
Yeah.
A poor man's wisdom is not listened to.
Yeah.
I know that one kind of made me stop, but definitely he goes into it. I'm not sure which chapter, where you know, there somebody is attacking a village, and you know, guy's like, I got an idea. Nobody listens to him.
Nobody listens to him.
Would have worked. Nobody listens to him.
Yeah.
And then the next one, wisdom is better than weapons of war.
You know, that reminds me of the adage, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you can actually stop wars with diplomacy in some cases,
right.
You know, so there's a lot of that. And again, I've said this, I don't know how many times now in 3 weeks, this is 3,000 year old stuff. And we're still asking the same questions.
Yeah.
And there's all of this wealth, this treasure of wisdom in here.
Right. And then the last one sinner can destroy much that is good.
Man, isn't that true?
Right.
A bad apple.
Yeah.
Ruins,
I think they, what, the whole... they, what did he use? He had salve, right? A fly gets into a salve.
Yeah, the fly in the ointment.
Yeah.
That actually, that phrase, the fly in the ointment, actually comes from here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we go to chapter 10. A wise person, and he's still trying to work his way through this. So a wise person's good sense protects him, while a fool's lack of sense leaves him vulnerable.
Yep.
And then we can see that wisdom can be nullified by a simple ruler.
Yeah.
So, you know, right? If the ruler of a nation, how they act, wisdom can play into it.
Yeah.
Or can just be taken out of the equation.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wise men's words win him favor, while fools are self-destructive with their words.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, just get a fool talking.
Right.
And they'll dig their own pit.
Sometimes the wisest thing to do is just don't say anything, right, and let the other person go.
Right. Right. And then there was a woe to you. Right, which we haven't seen in here.
Yeah,
really, so not it's much. Like you need to pay attention to it. But woe to the land when the king is childish.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be a child, but when they're childless, there's no self-control. They're lazy, right? Causes issues.
Yeah. Talks about, you know, princes or rulers that are feasting, yeah, in the morning. They just get up and they just consume, sort of like the false shepherds in Ezekiel. Yeah. They're fleecing the people. They're just, it's all about themselves, gluttony and the whole thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we go into chapter 11. There's 12 chapters, but it looks like he's starting to wrap things up a little bit here.
Yeah.
So he's starting to close things up, and he lists what I think are great recommendations to nations. First, he says, send your grain overseas. After many days, you'll get a return.
Yeah.
You got to remember, this is exactly what he did, right? He was shipping things out. He was sending his army or his navy out on excursions. And
yeah,
they were bringing back, you know, delicacies and money. In today's world, you know, sell things online.
Yeah.
Right? The world is way opened up to us. There's a bigger market.
Yeah.
Also says, divide your merchandise along 7 or 8 investments.
Yeah.
You know, today we would say diversify, diversify, diversify.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, right?
Yeah, exactly. Don't put all your money in one stock. Don't put all your money in one building.
Yep.
One anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, it's going to rain. Trees are going to fall. Strong winds are going to be happening. So what do you do about that? He says, deal with it. Sow your seeds in the morning. Don't stop working until evening. In today's words, I think of the Nike logo, right? Just do it.
Yeah.
Just start working. Just start, work hard.
Because some of it you don't understand, right? And he brings that,
right,
that back up. Yeah. One of the fun things about this section, especially in chapter, you know, 9, 10, 11, we see like the fly in the ointment. Okay. There are some of these phrases,
yeah,
that we just,
that we,
it's
see
like,
now,
where does this, yeah, come from? It actually comes from Ecclesiastes. Right. You'll see some of these. You're like, I didn't know this was from here. A little birdie told me. That's, yeah, in Ecclesiastes. Yeah. Yeah. So you'll see some of that in here. So look for, especially, yeah, this week, look for some of those things. Maybe you have to read a different translation. You're like, that sounds like, okay, that's fine. But I think you'll be surprised at how many you find here in Ecclesiastes.
Yeah. He ends this chapter with, while you're young, follow your impulses, but know that God will judge our motives and actions.
Yeah, because let's be honest, old people tend to live a lot more conservatively. We're slower to jump on things, you know. So when you're younger, okay, you're going to jump quicker, but be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Right. And now we get into chapter 12. Of course, there's no chapter markings. And he continues to talk about getting old.
Yeah.
And it's a whole range in there where he's talking about it. You know, we should remember our Creator while we're young. As we get older, we slow down. You know, our stars start growing dark. Our hair grows white.
Yeah.
You know.
I love some of the visuals, the word pictures,
right.
that the grinders stop grinding your teeth, yep. right? The yep. windows start to dim, you know, you can't yep. hear as well. You're yep. like,
he's talking about old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right. So then after all this, the wisest king ever gives us his final thoughts.
Finally, we come right? to
Here, the conclusion. Here's what his conclusion on the purpose of life is. And it is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of man.
Yeah.
For God will evaluate every deed, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
Yep. Yep.
It's like the end.
It's the mic drop. I mean, how do you right. add to that, right?
Yeah.
I like it because I have to add something, right? I like it because this isn't the only place we find it. Hebrews chapter 4, there is nothing secret that is, or there is nothing hidden that is secret from God. There's nothing hidden from God, right? Ephesians chapter 5 tells us to live with wisdom. So we have all this wisdom here. He says, I want you to pursue wisdom. I want you to enjoy the ride, but don't chase this life. I want you to use his terminology. I want you to be thinking beyond the sun. Stop living with an under the yeah. sun viewpoint. Yeah. There is something bigger than that.
Yeah. Right? Nice.
Yep. Now, here's also one of my life verses. And this is, he says in verse 12, he says, there is no end to the making of many books. And much study is exhausting to the body, right? So I have to keep writing books because Solomon said there's never going to be end of writing books. But it's true. Study, I mean, we study for these things. Study right. is hard work.
Yeah, yeah it can
we,
be.
When we
yeah.
teach here at the church and other places, study is hard work.
Right.
And so, you know, let me just say, I appreciate the work that you put into these and we put into these together. Thank because... you.
And they're fun.
It is, right. but it is work, and right. and I think you would say the same thing. I think that you can understand when we teach or when we do these videos, it is a lot of hard work, and so we appreciate when you comment. We appreciate your questions that says, "Hey, you know, what did you guys see with this? Here's what I saw," and you share your observations with us as well. Because we know that you are doing some work and hard work in your study as well. And we appreciate that. So that brings us to the end of Ecclesiastes. Kohelet, the preacher, he's gathered us together. And he said, let me take you through a journey of a discovery. Yeah. And it's been pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah
it's been really great. Cool. We'll start a new book next time. And until then, make sure you subscribe and follow and share. And we'll see you then.
Bye.